This is The Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio, the show winning at life with me, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we'll tell you if another record was set in the stock market. We'll tell you some more financial news of the day. We'll discuss the Fed rates not being moved. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. Hello. Hey. They're already being friendly in the Periscope room. If you want to watch us, we're at Facebook Live. Look for Winning It Live, or you can go to Periscope. And the handle there is at Gregory Ricks. I wanted to ask you about this yesterday, Gregory, but we were so rudely interrupted by great callers. Pizza might be a healthier breakfast than cereal is. And you and I are both in favor of this science here. This is definitely science here. Because
is
I like
this a study?
This was a study.
Okay.
I like pizza for breakfast. And look, there's many ways to do it, and I like them all. I like it at room temperature, like if you just left it in the box on the counter overnight and you wake up and it's whatever temperature your house is. I like heating it up in the microwave. If I have to pull it out the fridge and eat it cold, like a cold cut, I like that too. But I do like cereal. Does this pass the smell test, though, Gregory? Could pizza actually be a healthier option for breakfast than cereal?
It's a high-calorie breakfast. I don't know about it setting out on the counter overnight. You know, your meat lover's pizza setting out all night. I don't know.
Makes me stronger, Gregory.
Yeah. Could make you sicker, too. Stronger and sicker.
Hey, I can go to Mexico and drink the water because of my behavior. I really can. All right. But the dietitian who was presenting the study here, her name is Chelsea Amer. And she said the primary consideration here is that breakfast cereals are full of simple sugars. Pizza, while it does have some carbohydrates in there, is a little more complex sugar, but you get to add in protein, which is almost completely missing out of the cereal box. So if you wake up in the morning and you have the decision, Gregory, to make.
What if there's no sugar in the cereal box?
What are you eating?
Raisin bran?
Raisin bran. Raisin bran has
sugar?
Raisin bran is loaded with sugar. Raisin bran has more sugar in it than Fruit Loops. You just stumbled into an anomaly of the cereal world, though, because there is, like, if you just get the shredded wheat, those little biscuits where it tastes like you're eating lawnmower clippings, that one doesn't have any sugar in it, and you can tell.
Let's see. Vitamins, minerals, potassium chloride, reduced iron, vitamin B6, zinc, vitamin B2, vitamin B1, A, folic acid, vitamin D, vitamin B12. I didn't see cereal. I'm sorry. In that cereal, I didn't see sugar. Look at another list here. Sugar. Well, it does say here on the side of Raisin Bran, 18 grams of.
Yes.
Grams.
Look, and what.
Is that much?
Yeah, that's a decent
protein,
amount.
5 grams. How much protein does the pizza have?
Well, is it meat lovers? It'll beat 5 grams pretty easy. But listen, dude, the secret of Raisin Bran is the raisins themselves.
Calories.
Yes, raisins are very caloric. They're a nightmare if you're counting calories because you think you're eating.
Oh, how many calories in the slice of pizza? How many slices are you having for breakfast? How big?
You're asking me way too many questions.
Okay, 190 calories for a bowl of cereal, 10 from fat. We'll have to continue this discussion another time.
Okay.
Bitcoin. We're going to talk to you about Bitcoin for a few minutes tonight. Anybody check the price of late?
I didn't check it until you showed me right before the show.
Unbelievable. $8,697.62.
Ouch.
Let's see, 3 months ago, well, back on December 16th. What happened there?
An ad started playing out of my breakfast cereal research over here.
Okay. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Back on December 16th.
Wait, what is it now?
Saturday.
Was it now? 8,700? Is that what you said?
$8,707.74.
Yikes. Okay.
Back on December 16th, which was a Saturday, we saw a peak in this past three month period, which I think is the highest point ever. Mm-hmm. $19,343.04. What do you think about those that, like, oh, I got to get in now, bought there. They've lost over 50% of their value.
Well, this follows the horrible pattern that we warned about. By the time everyone else figures it out and gets on board, it's too late. So when I saw cryptocurrency jokes peppered up and down Saturday Night Live, remember I played you that one from a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
That was around the all-time high, and if you would have bought in there, you're hosed out by about, what, half? You lost, if you happen to buy at that horrible peak there, you're down to more than half your value, Gregory.
Yeah, we had news this week that Japan cracks down on CoinCheck after hack. Bitcoin prices were sliding on Monday as investors dealt with news of a crackdown on cryptocurrency exchange in Japan after the biggest theft of digital assets since 2014. And here's what gets me on this. Tokyo-based exchange CoinCheck last week reported 523 million units of virtual currency tokens on the NEK blockchain. You know, blockchain. Everybody talk about blockchain, blockchain this, blockchain that. The whole world's going to become blockchain. Well, it sure isn't saving $530 million that had been stolen. Unbelievable. The Japanese authorities ordered the exchange to beef up security and come with measures to prevent future accidents. So if blockchain saw this on recording, why didn't it record who took $530 million? That's, you know, serious money. Why rob a bank? You break into a blockchain and get $530 million.
From the comfort of your home.
Yeah. You got to get a mask, a gun. You got to find a small piece of paper and write a note on. You need a pen.
Clown suit.
Then you've got to go. Yeah. Clown suit would help. It does have to be a real gun, but you know, you got to create fear, intimidation. So they hand over the money.
Right.
And then it has this ink thing that'll blow up. So arrest is highly likely shortly, right. They don't even, this happens and it disappears. Blockchain, like, oh yeah, we recorded it. Absolutely. We just don't know where it went.
This may be a self-correcting issue, though, because these guys went out and spent all this time and effort to steal $532 million or whatever worth of virtual currency. But they're going to mess around, and in 2 or 3 months, it's going to be worth about $18. And be like, oh, we did all that for nothing. Because if these things crash, then they just risk their lives and their freedom for nothing.
Yeah, they might be doing something about it pretty quick. Here's another thing to cryptos. Trying to get this computer to do what it's supposed to. You know, that's the problem with computers. It doesn't always listen to you. Okay. If you own Bitcoin and you have a lot less profit, I'm looking here at a CNBC article on the 27th by Kyle Wash. And we've talked about this before. If you've used Bitcoin as an investment or as a currency, you owe taxes on it. And here's one of the key points. Uncle Sam, as far as Uncle Sam is concerned, it is not a currency. It's a property. So that means whenever you buy something with Bitcoin, it's two transactions, not one. What you're actually doing is selling a property for a cash value, then using money from that sale to buy the product, such as a toaster. So every single purchase you make with Bitcoin has to be reported on your taxes. Though Bitcoin may be just an investment, if you've held those for less than a year and sell them, you're going to be taxed as income. Now, there was a bill called the Crypto Transaction. Let's see, what is it? Cryptocurrency Tax Fairness Act was presented to Congress in September, seeking to create a tax exemption for crypto transactions under $600. You know they're going to be reporting this, and the IRS is going to come back and basically force them to, but I guess it's kind of like 1099s. If it's under $600, you don't have to push it out the door.
It's not worth their time to go beat it out of you.
Yeah. But just like we had a caller a few weeks ago, had pretty good profit in a cryptocurrency, and I think it was several hundred thousand, and he's going to sell it. And our thing was, make sure it's reported. Don't go spend that like you just got, you know, a heist and you got away with it, because you're not. They will come later asking for their piece, and it's taxed as ordinary income.
I just want to point out, just an observation here on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. The number of cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin calls, have dropped off pretty dramatically in the last about 6 weeks, Gregory.
I know we're still reporting on it as we did back in 2013 as well, which nobody called about it back then, but it's just something where, and no matter how much it went up, I stayed with my warnings. This is something that's not going to end well. Now, if you bought it for that $160 it was worth back in 2013 when we started covering it, you know, you're still up pretty good.
Yeah. If you can get out, you know, there's a few, if you haven't had it stolen yet.
Yeah.
If your exchange hasn't shut down, if you haven't been locked out of it, then yeah, there's some people that scored. Yeah,
if your wallet hasn't been emptied by someone.
Well, look, this demonstrates what I'm going to call this the Scotty effect. When I was in college up in Marshall, Texas, we're 30 minutes away from Shreveport where they had boats. And I had one roommate who loved to gamble. And he would always tell you about when he won. If he went to the boats and came back and he didn't talk about it the next day, you could just say, hang on a second. You love talking about gambling and you haven't told me about your trip last night. How much did you lose?
Yeah, there's some losses. And if you've had a loss, you can use those losses to offset capital gains up to $3,000 of ordinary income. You can also carry the losses forward to next year. It's not just Bitcoin, but it's Ethereum and 100 others. Yikes, it just like blew me away. I was surprised by yesterday's price under $10,000 and now under $9,000. How low can it go?
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Attention moms and dads, summer 2018 is just around the corner and JPAS has a fun-filled summer plan for your budding young performer. Registration for the Jefferson Performing Arts Society Summer Musical Intensives begins February 1st. For information about the Young Actor Studio and the three productions we are planning, including Annie Jr., The Wizard of Oz Young Performers Edition, or Mary Poppins Jr., please call us at 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One of my favorite sayings is, if you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. But today I want to cover a few points of why you might want to leave it there. One is plan loans. Your 401k has the ability to loan you money. Also, your plan has life insurance, and you may well have money that's invested in life insurance. However, if you're of bad health, that might be the only place that you can get coverage. Another reason to leave it, will you be working at that company again? And that might be a reason to continue investing in that 401k if you were to go back to work there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
I know everybody says money can't buy happiness. But it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy
Welcome
me
back.
A boat.
Live Financial Talk Radio, this is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your host, Gregory. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can dial us up, 504-260-0995. Where else can you get help right now? You're not going to get trapped in a room, not going to have a closer deal with you. They're not going to drop the pen in front of you. Oh, we got some papers for you to sign. Keep in there for hours. No, you can just call the show, 504-260-0995. You should also download the Winning at Life app. A lot of resources there, but you can text the show, email the show, call the show with just a touch on your smartphone screen if you have that app. You can email Gregory at gregoryricks.com also, and we will take your question and do our best to give you some help with it. 504-260-0995.
My turn or your turn?
Your turn.
I remember Danny that called last night. He sent an email, and he must have sent this right before he called in. But it's Danny in Biloxi. Hey, guys. Hey, James, I know you're not a financial advisor, but you are the perfect yin to Gregory's yang. And that's kind of sweet. On the other hand, kind of sounds like we're a couple. He says, the show is great, and I love it, but I don't give a dang about hoops, and it seems like y'all always get cut off when I'm really interested. Well, look, there's nothing wrong with basketball. The NBA is an amazing product, and we're honored to be on some affiliates that also share the Pelicans broadcast. But we figured out a way to accommodate that. Tomorrow, you're going to get the chance to try this out in earnest, Danny. I know you asked us about it yesterday. But tomorrow, the Pelicans game is at 8 o'clock. So pregame starts at 7:30. We start at 7. So we're going to be going from 7 to 7:30. When you hear it flip over to the Pelicans, you flip over to the Winning at Life app. Now, if you already have the iHeartRadio app and you're familiar with it and you already have your station saved there, sure, you can use the iHeartRadio app. But we can just cut out
You do need both. You need to get the iHeartRadio app and then the Winning at Life app. And when you utilize the Winning at Life app to connect to the show, it just grabs the iHeart and does its thing for you.
The rest of this was basically him saying we need to do a live event on the coast. And then you filled us with the breaking news yesterday that I didn't even know until you said it on the show. That while we don't have the dates quite etched in stone yet, we're expecting to do two events in 2018 on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Exactly. Yep. That's what's in the works.
The rest of this, it's kind of long here. I just want to point out one other thing. I'm afraid to talk to you guys in person. That's interesting, isn't it? Because we would get off on a tangent about cars and motors or craft beer or music. And in James's case, kids and Texas.
Well, if you're coming in to talk to me at my day job as a financial advisor, we have a financial advisory firm. We can do a little bit of small talk, but we're also going to get into the business about why you're there. And it could just be simple as, where would you like to start? Because I know where to start. We'll review the confidential questionnaire and go from there. You know, what is it that concerns you? What's keeping you awake at night? Where are you on the financial path? What is your number? We need to find out your number. You know what number I'm talking about?
It's your risk
number. Yes. So that's what we would do. So we could help Danny out that way. Talk about cars for a few minutes or craft beer or cryptocurrency and why you should stay away from it. But yeah, we can get this going. You also don't have to come in. Okay. He's got a distance to drive. So does his friends, but we can do it digitally. We can have a virtual conference. We can do it online. We can simply just have a phone call. We could just set up a 15-minute meeting if you want. If you think you need a little more time, we can do it virtually just to make sure it's worth your while. And that's what's the cool thing about technology these days.
Yeah, you can have the webinar, and you can slide graphs up onto their computer screen so they can see what you're talking about, why you're talking about. It's amazing stuff. I've seen it happen. It works. Matthew, Fairhope, Alabama. You're going to be first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Matthew?
Question for you about my 401k at my workplace. It's always been a traditional 401k, and a few years ago, they started offering the Roth 401k. At my age, if I contribute that, is it going to be a separate funds? So if I do that, am I going to hurt myself as far as the potential compounded interest from the original fund?
Well, it's going to be segregated from your traditional unless you're doing an in-plan conversion. You just got to be careful with the tax bite on that. But let's say you're keeping the traditional portion of the 401k there. Now you're putting some of your contributions into Roth. That is separate. Yeah, that's separate and separate accounts, but it doesn't stop your other money compounding. And this is getting contributed as if it was going there. It still has the same compounding effect. You're not hurting yourself or slowing the progress. It's still contributions. It's just going to grow tax deferred. Now, these are after-tax contributions that's going into the Roth, but they're growing tax deferred and will come out as tax-free distribution subject to the rules that it's been there for 5 years and so forth, and you're taking it after 59 and a half. You know, that's some of their fine print right there, but it's still growing, and it's good to have that in the mix.
Advantageous.
I'm sorry?
So you're saying all that money is lumped together, the compound interest is growing together, they're able to just write which is which.
Yeah, it's going to be segregated money, but it's still being put to work in the choices that you want. You're going to have the same choices for Roth money as traditional. So you're doing it through contribution. So if you weren't doing a Roth, you'd be adding it to the traditional. The only difference on the traditional is it's going in pre-tax.
Right.
But it's still growing and compounding. I don't see any mathematical difference there, unless it's causing you mentally to do something different than you would other money.
No. My funds are all the same, so the money's being split, you know, equally, the Roth versus the other. I was just concerned that if I'm contributing less to the other, the compounded interest in this small little itty-bitty Roth is going to be less than the bigger. Would I be?
Well, it is. If you're contributing less and that account's already been being fed for a while, obviously the Roth is starting.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be smaller. Most cases, it's rare I see somebody with a larger Roth account than their traditional IRA or 401k account. It's just most Roth accounts are small. We do have some clients that have worked over time on conversions create a larger Roth account, but traditionally they're smaller. It's just the way it is. But on those smaller ones, we don't have to start taking income. We can let that to continue and defer for a longer time while maybe we start, you know, hacking some money out of the traditional account and let the Roth continue to grow and use it later when we're needing income and it comes out tax-free and we don't have to show it on the 1040.
Right.
Awesome. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you very much.
Drinking some Kool-Aid, Roth Kool-Aid, or it could be the Roth wine. Either way, we're on board with the Roth.
And kudos to your employer for offering that up. But we've seen more of that. You know, a lot of these companies, in lieu of actually giving out cash bonuses or raises, they're being more generous on the benefit side. And like Tom, he's going to be our guest again this weekend. On the Saturday version, he was saying, look, that's more appealing to both the employer and the employee because a dollar in benefits costs the employer a dollar and the employee receives a dollar. A dollar in pay costs the employer more like $1.07 and the employee receives about 70 cents. So I imagine we're going to see more of this. And Matthew, congrats on taking advantage of that. All right, my turn?
Yes.
Your turn. My turn? I just got a quickie here. Saw an opinion piece that makes total sense. I'm going to run it by you. This is Tim Mullaney in Market Watch. Fast-growing Amazon should replace sluggish GE in the Dow. Can you argue with that?
It's coming. I think this is the last year for GE to be in the Dow. How do you keep it there?
And how do you
I
keep
thought
Amazon
it was borderline
out?
Last year. Yeah, and how do you keep that out? Yeah, it's, you know, and we're rooting for GE to stay in there. It's the last remaining original Dow member. But it's a mess. It's a total mess. And you've got, and I think Amazon's more representative of the retail sector. Not that GE is a retail company, but that's what we're seeing its retail effect. So you think that's the one they would add in?
I think it's more so that they want to add Amazon to the Dow than they want to take GE off. I think Amazon deserves to be in the Dow more than GE deserves to be cut out. But when you look at the 30 stocks that make up the Dow Jones, which one is going to get replaced? Which one is the weakest link in the chain? And right now, there's a great case to be made that it is GE.
Well, there's no way you would add GE.
Oh, sweet Jesus, no. Not in this condition.
Yeah, so I think this, in my opinion, is the last year of GE and the Dow.
All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Something you might should consider. So if you figure that your estate has potential tax liability on your death of, let's just call it $3 million of exposure, you can take out life insurance to fix that.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I'm not going to be like every other lender out there. I want to separate myself. And how do we do that? We do that with service. And service starts with answering your phone. And in this day and age, so many people just take a number on a piece of paper, go, here's your credit score, and say, yes or no, we can't do that. And to be honest with you, that's just not fair. I think there's an opportunity to put everybody in a home, and that's what we need to be looking to do.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So what we try to do is help you find out where are you on that path and where is it taking you and what adjustments do you need to make. And we're always continuing to look down that financial road. The way I look at driving, I'm always looking ahead of where I have to go. I have part of my eye on that bumper in front of me out there a little bit, but I'm kind of looking a good ways down the road. So you're kind of keeping on your money now and looking well down the road in where it's going. And driving, that keeps you out of a lot of trouble. With your money, it does the same thing. It keeps you out of financial trouble and actually works towards keeping you in good shape.
Call Gregory Ricks and Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. House Speaker Paul Ryan telling fellow Republicans the release of the controversial GOP-drafted FISA memo related to the Russia probe is not an indictment of the justice system.
This memo is not an indictment of the FBI, of the Department of Justice. It does not impugn the Mueller investigation or the Deputy Attorney General.
Democrats and the FBI oppose the document's release, but the White House is expected to make the memo public tomorrow. A 12-year-old girl is in custody following a shooting at a Los Angeles middle school this morning.
We had a 15-year-old male that suffered a gunshot wound to the head that we placed in critical yet stable condition. We also had a 15-year-old female that suffered a gunshot wound to the wrist and we're placing in fair condition.
Police spokesman Eric Scott says three others suffered minor cuts and scrapes. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. At the iHeart Country Fest last year, what song, what band and song did they open with?
Snapback?
Oh, you knew it.
I said it like a second before he did. I beat the lead singer to the answer.
Yeah, this is Old Dominion, and that was Snapback. what they started with. And I'm still trying to get to my seats. I'm like, play it, start my playlist off just right. Cause I think that's what they were using that evening. My playlist. It was like awesome show. Look forward to going to Austin again this year to see that.
You doing it again? You taking me?
I'm taking all my friends.
All right. I'll be here doing the show then in your absence. How about that?
Hey, we've had some neat market news today. Let me see. Which page shall I pull up here with all my goodies on it? This one here.
We officially starting the numbers segment?
I'm trying to get there, and I'm trying to pull up. We're doing the numbers segment.
The numbers.
If you want to play along, find the numbers page at winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app. Yeah, I got some numbers news over here, too.
Where is that? There. Okay, here it is, Wall Street.
All right.
Yeah, Amazon.
What'd they do?
They like crushed it. They're probably 6% aftermarket right now. We'll check that when we go to the numbers page in a little bit.
It's on the short sheet.
Yeah, Google missed, but Apple, thanks to some tax deal, but that also helped Amazon. They're talking about, you know, companies' profit was helped by a tax benefit of $789 million as a part of the new tax overhaul. They had over their quarterly profit topped $1 billion for the first time.
Wow.
You know, and both them and Apple had me a little bit concerned because I know Amazon's just doing all this building expansion, hiring of people. And I'm like, they don't have enough profits to cover this. And so the company's profit more than doubled to $1.9 billion during the all-important holiday season. And they just crushed it. It's just unbelievable. And then Apple was another one concerning me. Why? Oh, they like cut their iPhone 10 orders in half for the next quarter. But you know what? They sold enough of those pretty little phone. Well, smartphone / computer, whatever they are these days. You know, I digress here, but you know, the commercial little kid running around with her little iPad or something, she has a pad and then some like grandmother walks outdoor. What are you doing on your computer? And she looks up. So, well, what's a computer?
And that's so stupid. The kids know what a computer is. Don't be ridiculous. Yeah. I get the point of the commercial.
But we get the point is, yeah, one day they won't be known. It's something disappearing, but Apple worried me and Apple beat. They made a whole bunch of money on those
pretty little iPhone phones. 10. I like pretty little phones. That's a fair description.
Thousand a pop.
Well, it was eye opening. The stat you had earlier this week, where out of all of the profit that's made off of smartphone sales, Apple captures 90% of that.
90% of it. You pull everybody together that's in the smartphone business, and their earnings don't beat Apple.
And what was the nominal amount? Apple sells about half of the phones, but because their markup and their margins are so much bigger.
Yeah, and they're in the business of selling high-end phones. That is their business to be in that. They don't mind Android and those others picking up the scraps. They are the bomb, still are, even though some, oh, I like the stylus stick on mine. And yeah, there might be certain other things, or the font is 10 times larger so I can see it on this
right.
Czech phone or whatever it is
Czech
that James
phone.
Uses.
It's Croatian, and we've had to stop using it. It was worth the experiment. The thing is, though, like that little phone up there that is above the iPad mini that we're streaming Periscope off of, for some reason sideways, that guy cost me $199. And it has 32 gigs of memory, and it does just about everything under the sun that any other phone can do. And it didn't cost $1,000. It cost $199. There was the other one, like the Croatian phone. I think I got that one for $89.
See, the price, once again, $1,000 on the iPhone 10 lifted the average selling price for iPhones by nearly 15%, Apple said. Helped propel total revenue up 13% to an all-time high of, you get this, $88.29 billion in the quarter, which was a week shorter than the same period a year earlier, even though the number of iPhones sold actually fell 1% to 77.3 million units. Apple's profit rose 12% to $20.07 billion, also a record. Their cash hoard, I think, has grown, and I'm just this off of memory from earlier today, it's grown to like $284 billion.
Is that their American cash hoard?
It just shows their cash hoard.
Okay.
Which, look, that is a serious pile of money. Just what do we do with this?
Well,
just sitting there.
Look, they're going to be, they have to have more than that because they're going to be reinvesting $350 billion in America over the next 5 years. It was part of a little Trump speech today where he brought it up about Apple and $350 billion.
Because of our tax cuts, Apple is investing $350 billion in the United States. They're bringing $240 billion back. $240 billion.
Yeah, maybe that's
they're going to pay a tax.
That must be it then, huh? All right.
Yeah, I'd have to do more reading into that. But yeah, it's increased. And man, good thing they got an iPhone business. What a wizard that guy was.
They sold no Brilliant. Phones before the iPhone. They just got in and took over the market. They have 90% of smartphone profits, and they weren't even in the business 10 years ago. Yeah. Hey, we got to do some of these numbers, though.
Oh, okay. Let's get to the numbers.
The Dow, it was up on the day. It was up just 37 points. That's positive, but not positive enough to go back into record-breaking territory, 26,186. S&P was down 1.8 points, so it was basically flat, 2,821. NASDAQ was down about a third of a percent, 7,385. Russell was up a third of a point, and the Wilshire was basically flat, your Wilshire 5,000.
30-year mortgage fixed 4.27%. The 10-year treasuries means that went up. We're at 2.788 yield. So it's
yes.
still just incrementally moving up. Crude oil back up. It's above $66.07 a barrel. Gold moved up as well. $1,352.70. Silver up as well. $17.20.
Yeah, I think oil is the more fascinating one right now because it had a little resistance at about $66 and a little bit of change coming out of last week, and it came back down out of that. And if it pops through this number tomorrow, it'll be back into that rarefied territory where it was before the big drop of 2014.
And since we're doing numbers, I'll run Bitcoin by you again. $8,663.15. middle December. Yeah, it was over 19,000, by the way, not to rub it in.
Wait, so it lost $100 since the first segment?
Yeah. Technically, it's down 4.3% today, but I know it was above 9 yesterday, so it's off $389.43.
Hey, and
crazy, also, talking about a bubble burst.
Also in oil news here, they went back and they did some revisions on the production numbers, and it turns out for the first time in nearly 50 years, the United States oil production surpassed 10 million barrels a day. So we are about a frog hair away from passing Russia for the biggest oil producer on a daily basis on the entire planet. And I don't see how oil can just keep going up like that. But if it's going to go up and we're taking on more market share, that is great for the United States.
Well, Saturday show, we do this also, the weekly wrap from 10 to 1 on Saturday. We'll cover the rig count on that show and talk a little bit about oil as well.
Yeah, we get that rig count number tomorrow. We get the jobs report tomorrow.
It's a big morning. Big morning tomorrow, that jobs number. ADP numbers were up, so we're expecting a good number once again, but that's why we got to wait and see. Still got to play the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's see.
It's the funnest reality show they have.
Wanting to see aftermarket. Oh, when we come back, we're going to go to the numbers page and look at some of the stocks that we follow to see what actually is happening today.
If you have a financial situation, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress. when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Attention, moms and dads. Summer 2018 is just around the corner, and JPAS has a fun-filled summer plan for your budding young performer. Registration for the Jefferson Performing Arts Society Summer Musical Intensives begins February 1st. For information about the Young Actor Studio and the three productions we are planning, including Annie Jr., The Wizard of Oz Young Performers Edition, or Mary Poppins Jr., please call us at 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If something you're considering doing is buying annuity, you need to know the pros and cons or what assets should go there. But you need to know where you're going to be at 10, 15 years from now to know, are you making the right decision?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You've heard me tell the story of the difference between working with a butcher and a dietitian. You know, the butcher, when you go in there, you're pretty much going to get beef. He's not going to sell you any fruits or vegetables. However, if you go and talk to a nutritionist, they're going to look at everything you're doing. Maybe you're eating too much of the beef and give you some good guidance. Look, your portfolio's not any different. You're going to this brokerage and all this guy can handle is stocks. Well, what do you think you're going to get there? Maybe you should work with somebody that operates in all the worlds to where you're actually getting good advice. You're working with a fiduciary. Make sure you're using the right person.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life. Last segment. You still have a few minutes to get involved in the show. Ask that question. Could it be about mutual funds, fixed annuities, variable annuities? Like, what's the difference?
This could be the most important call of your life.
Exchange traded funds. What about that lump sum? You want to take that or the monthly pension from that defined benefit plan that you have? Or what about the 401k? 504-260-0995. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. We're trying to continue the numbers segment here. Let's see, where are we at? Facebook beat. And they're up slightly in aftermarket, but they were up about 3.3% earlier today. Amazon is up aftermarket. They beat. Ridiculous profits. They're up. Aftermarket shows over 6%. They actually, during the market day, they were down 4.20%.
Boy, someone regrets selling that earlier today, don't they?
Yeah, there was some selling out there. Let's see, what is Apple doing after hours? On their beat, they're up 3.4%. Aftermarket. Once again, Apple and Amazon both had me a little bit worried. I was actually surprised by Google missing. Don't know what's up with that. GE was off today. Under Armour, UA, was off 1%, $12.70.
It costs more to get a pair of shorts from Under Armour than it does to get a share of their stock.
Yeah.
It's not a good
look.
You
might get more value out the shorts, though.
Yeah, I have some drawers that are Under Armour. They work just fine.
The stock's just not going anywhere. It seems right now, anyhow. Lulu up 0.77%, 78.81. What else getting your attention?
I just want you to repeat the brag because it's well placed that you did before the show. And one of your stocks, Rocket, is up like a bazillion percent. You're a genius because you picked it up recently. What'd you say it was up like 31% in the last 10 days?
Yeah, depending on which day the buy was, you could either be up over 30% or over 40% going back a week ago, if it is. Yeah, just nice little pharmaceutical stock.
The trick is always to find it before it goes up like this, but how do you know? There's where the magic is. You ready to do some phone action?
Yes.
Let's try Ivan over here. This looks interesting. Ivan, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, sir?
Hello.
Hey, go ahead. Hey. You're on the air.
Yeah. Gregory, I'm kind of trying to go through a decision. I'm 64. I'm going to be 65 in June this year. So I'm a father and a thought of a retirement. But the job I'm working right now, they match me like 10%. From my 401k, and at 65, I can't work. You know, if I make more than $1,400 or something a month, it takes if I go on Social Security, they take that away from you. You know, one, I think two for one for every $2.
Correct.
They take a dollar away. So I'm pondering the thought of just waiting to 66, because then I can keep on working, and that'd be full retirement or something. And plus, I'm adding that 10%. You know, that's free money. You know.
Yeah, that is free money, and you want to get all of that you can. And there's no reason to turn on Social Security when you're still working, because by the time they hit you for that two for one, yeah, you're right. Not getting anywhere, and you're paying taxes on it. And yeah, you wait till your full retirement age, and then you can draw that, stick it in savings, and continue working and getting that free money.
And I've been working for this. I'm in the medical field, so about 3 years ago, that's where I was working in Arkansas, Little Rock, and they like I said, they matched 10%, and I took half Roth and half the 401k, so I'm splitting the money between the Roth and the other 401k. So how is that Roth different from the regular 401, like when I want to take money out later?
Well, the regular 401k traditional is pre-tax money. So what that means is when that money comes out, it's going to be taxed as ordinary income. The Roth, you're actually putting in after tax, and you'll be taking that out as tax-free distributions down the road. That's the difference in the two, is how they're taxed.
Yeah. I heard you on a prior caller. What you say, how you don't have to add that on to your income or whatever if it's a Roth?
No. Yeah, there's not a place for it on the 1040.
Oh, really?
It doesn't show up. They don't ask for it because it's coming out as tax-free distribution. That's the tax laws now. Would they change it in the future? You know, they just changed the tax rules a whole bunch last month, or well, now back in December.
Right.
But, you know, I can't predict what they're going to do. But Roth has been around a long time, and it has stayed off the 1040, and it's tax-free on distributions once the money's been there for 5 years or longer, and penalty-free if you're taking it out after age 59 and a half. So all that works for you.
Is there a required minimum distributions on a Roth 401k? I know there's not on a Roth IRA, but
there is not required minimum distributions for the owner of the Roth account.
There's another difference there, Ivan. Why not work until 70 and get that Social Security as big as it can possibly get?
I could save a boatload if I worked to 70, but then, you know, how long are you going to live, you know, without his ailments and all that stuff?
Till about 91.
I'd love to.
Well, you're 65 and in good health. That's what the math says. You're going to live to about 90, 91.
I'm in good health, besides the usual problems, you know. I also want to ask, so that Roth, I can't draw till after 5 years. It's been in 5 years.
Yeah, that's kind of the rule. It's got to be there for 5 years. You can do contributions. It's got to stay there for 5 years. But if you're doing a contributory Roth, once the account has been open for 5 years, that doesn't mean all dollars go into it have to stay for five years. It's on a contributory. Once the account's been open for 5 years, you're good on withdrawal. Say, you know, in year six, you put money out in year seven, you start taking money out. You've already had it for 5 years established. Now, if you're doing a Roth conversion, each conversion stands on its own and has to have a 5 year period of deferral before you take that out. Hey, be safe driving here. I believe you're headed to New Orleans from Arkansas, right?
Well, thanks a lot for your answers.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Keep in touch.
Yeah. And while you're at it, thank your employer for such a generous retirement benefit plan. That's fantastic. Taking care of his employees.
Awesome call. Drive safe.
All right. I have some business. This isn't exciting, but we got to get through it here. There was a deadline for filing bills in the Mississippi State Legislature, and a few of these affect our wheelhouse here on Winning at Life. First off, some bills that are dead, that didn't make it past the deadline. Dead. The lottery is not going to happen. SB 2849 is one of several bills that were trying to establish a statewide lottery in Mississippi. Ain't going to happen this time around. An equal pay law died at the deadline. It would have required equal pay for equal work by men and women. Isn't that already the law on the federal level since JFK, Gregory?
Isn't that just the way it works? It's equal.
Yeah, and if it's not, then
there's no way I'd hire a guy and a woman, equal abilities, equal time in, and pay them different.
And if I could, then we'd hire all women, wouldn't we? Starting tomorrow. This is the women-only office. Here's one that, man, it really tugs at your heartstrings, but the math just doesn't work out. This bill is still alive. HB 1198 would require private insurers to pay for up to $20,000 to treat married people who are having trouble conceiving children. And while that is a noble pursuit, and I wish them all the luck in the world, that's just going to make everyone else's insurance go up, right? I know I'm kind of split on that one. We'll keep an eye on it. Oh, and there was one other one here I thought you'd be interested in. It would raise the smoking age for tobacco from 18 to 21. No, to 21. Not quite to 90 yet. All right. So
no fan of tobacco use, so sorry.
All right. Tell them about your day job.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a financial advisory firm. We'll help you have a wow in retirement. Call the office, 504-832-9200.
His website also, GregoryRicks.com. If you want to stay in contact with the show, that's winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We'll do this again tomorrow at 7. Why don't you join us? It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of